Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I got some Sheeran stuff coming up here in the music news. I love that song so much.
He's amazing.
That really just solidified him as one of the coolest guys ever. I saw him do that. I think he did it on SNL. I was like, look, yeah. He's so easy. He's so relaxed. He's so Ed.
That's what I was thinking. Man, get that guy on top of me.
Oh, yeah. Right? Just put a bag over his head. You'll be fine.
Why?
He's so cool. He's a total butterface. Come on.
Oh, come on. Wow.
He's cute if you like stuffed animals.
Oh,
anyway.
Man.
I know. God, I'm rotten. To
Give
the core.
And take away. Jeez.
He's so talented. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. When we talk about stuff, and we're like, oh, listeners would love this. We always post it up there. So if you hear us talking about something and you want more info, just check the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Generally speaking, it's up there. You'll find videos and stories we've reported, and you might even catch a live happy hour show. In fact, Brent and I are thinking maybe we'll go live on Friday night at about 5 o'clock from Bottle Rock. We're heading to Napa later today. Oh, you know what? Did you check the Napa weather? Remember we talked about that at 6:30?
Yeah. The weather that I'm seeing right now is cool, much cooler everywhere, and as much as 20 degrees cooler everywhere.
Fine. We'll be in the 70s. That'll be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Since we're on the Ed Sheeran thing, let's do this really quick. Congratulations to Ed and his wife, Cherry Seaborn. They had a second baby girl. They had her. This story was reported a few days ago. I just haven't gotten to it, so I decided to get to it finally, grouping it in with all my other Ed Sheeran stuff. So he announced on Instagram that he and his wife, Cherry, had welcomed their second baby. I'm not seeing a name, although that may have been released by now. Lyra Antarctica is their first baby, and she'll be 2 years old in August. So they got two little ones. So congratulations to Ed and his wife, Cherry. And tomorrow, it looks like we're getting a new release from him. This is going to be, they're calling it a tour edition of his latest album, Equals. So not only will you get the songs that are on Equals, because he only released it 9 months ago, it'll have some remixes on it, and it will have some new songs, and it's also going to have two songs that were featured in the movie Yesterday. Did you say you had audio of him talking about this?
I do, yeah, I've been talking about it. Here it is.
Hello, everyone. I was in a film called Yesterday, and I did two songs for the film that never got released. The first one was this one. Darling, honestly, I've waited all. And the second one was this one. She said we are penguins on the... Now, both of these songs are going to come out on Friday on a repackaged album for my tour edition, and there's going to be two other brand new songs on there as well. I hope you like them and check them out. Lots of love.
So it's the album as it was, plus 9 additional tracks and 4 that are previously unreleased. So very exciting news. Mm-hmm. I don't know what our system will be like tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live from Napa. We're going to do our show live from up there in the Bottle Rock vicinity. But we are going to try to get those.
We will.
We'll see if we can make that happen, because it's always fun to hear new Ed Sheeran
stuff.
We'll
make it happen.
You're amazing. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, you do.
I actually don't. I ask for it, and it appears, and I'm like, how did he do that? And it's like with the fast facts. Try not to ask too many questions, Clarky.
Don't ask questions.
Do not ask any questions. Harry Styles is a guy who was in a band called One Direction. And they had some hits. They were a big boy band. And I will say that I completely discounted them as solo artists when they all started putting out there. I thought, who cares about this dumb boy band guys? You know, Justin Timberlake being like the one exception. But Harry Styles has convinced me, and it's not just with recent stuff, just he's amazing. Like, he's of all of those guys, he's the one who's got some legs. And he's doing a lot of acting. I can't remember the name of the movie that he did with Olivia Wilde, but they're together now, at least last I heard. And they, I guess she directed the movie that he, and that's how they met
and decided they were in love.
Don't worry, darling.
Don't worry, darling. That's it. Which, by the way, looks like it's a sci-fi movie, which I'm down with. Like, there's all these husbands taking off for whatever their day of work is, but then it's a really mysterious thing. Don't ask questions, ladies. Don't worry, darling. Got this.
Oh, that's what that's about. Okay.
Yeah. So, actually, we put the trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook a while ago, but maybe we should, since we're talking about it, we should put it up. And then I also want you to put a link to this because BBC Radio over there in England, there was a thing I saw him doing a live version of one of his hit songs, and I just really thought, God, he's so Ed Sheeran-esque in his coolness, relaxation, and comfort in these scenarios. And I thought,
and good looking, this
guy. Great looking and snappy dresser, pearls, come on, and lace. Who'd have thunk it? And his, I love that his band is mostly women. It's fantastic. And he just did another thing for the BBC, and there are a bunch of these. It's he did a whole live lounge session, and he did many renditions of his songs. But then he also covered my latest obsession, which is a band called Wet Leg. And he did a version of their, I know, I don't know why. It's very rare that a band really captures me, and I'm like, I am into these chicks. So Wet Leg is the band, and Wet Dream is the song, and here is his version of it on the BBC. Think about me when you're touching yourself, touching yourself, touching your, touching yourself, touching yourself. You climb onto the bonnet and you're licking the windscreen. I've never seen anything so obscene. It's enough to make a girl blush. It's enough to make a girl blush. It's enough, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough.
So good. It's so good.
You got it. And it's fantastic because, of course, they're flipping around and you're watching this band play this live. It's so good. He is so good. Oh, God. Oh, so good. All right. Anyway, we're going to put a link to that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook. You will go down a, I think it's called Tiny, it's like Tiny House Sessions,
Tiny
Desk. Is a Tiny Desk, where they're all jam packed into a room and they're doing their hits. I don't know if you can find that link too. But
that's not that though.
No. Okay. Tiny Desk was the one that I first saw him on the BBC, and now this is a full on stage, and here he is performing his big hit song. So good. I mean, that's all live. It's incredible. Anyway, congrats on being amazing, Harry Styles. Congratulations to Kelly Osbourne, who is pregnant with her first child.
Yeah.
I think of Kelly as being young, but she's Bryn's age. She's pushing 40. Well, she's 37. Oh, she's a hair younger than you, right? Aren't you 30? Are you 39?
38.
Okay. Phew.
39 Phew. Next month.
God. Remember when he was a young blood?
God, dude.
I know, right? It hurts.
Yeah, and it's going to hurt worse, too. It just keeps on coming. The hits just keep on coming.
Slow it down, please.
Oh, make it stop. So she announced that she is pregnant with her and her boyfriend Sid Wilson's first child. She says, I know I've been very quiet these past few months, so I thought I would share with all of you as to why. And she put up an ultrasound picture, and she wrote, I'm over the moon to announce I'm going to be a mama. Adorable. To say I'm happy does not quite cut it. I am ecstatic. So congrats to Kelly and her boyfriend. They're adorable. Have you got, baby? Yeah. That's a great song. And I love what it's doing to me.
All right, I'll stop it there.
Didn't have to keep it.
Yeah, that's rough.
The best line in any song ever.
Who knew?
Olivia Rodrigo, she's busy on her Sour tour. And people love her. Surprise. Mm-hmm. She's got some massive hits. And other artists really love her. So whenever she shows up anywhere and they're nearby, they go, hey, you want to do a song together?
I think she's in town this weekend, isn't she?
I am not sure. This is an LA show, and this is from, I think this is from just, oh, this is must be from Tuesday night. Where is she playing? Is she at the Chase Center?
I'm looking right now because I think our Jane.
I thought it was Bill Graham.
Oh, is it? That seems small.
I was talking to Jane yesterday about our gig, and we can't wait to see her up there. It'll be so fun. And she said, I can't. I'm going to be with Olivia Rodrigo at her event.
That makes sense.
So I guess it's, and so is that it, Bryn? It's this Friday night?
Yes, this Friday
at Bill
night.
Graham? Bill Graham. There you go.
So she was in LA, and all the people who live in LA were like, oh my God, can we come on your show and sing with you? And she said, yes, Alanis, you can. Mm. So unfortunately, we don't have great audio of this, but it's fun to watch. A lot of people have put up a video because, of course, everyone's got a phone these days. And Alanis is just running all around the stage, walking backwards, walking forwards, and singing only really directly to Olivia the whole time. And Olivia is just jumping up and down and just so into it. Is there a part where Olivia's takes a verse or something?
Here, let me see if we jump ahead. Here we go. It's not the greatest audio.
This is Olivia singing.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a perfect pairing because who didn't think of Alanis when you heard that song?
Right?
Like can't. It's that same young angst from a woman who's been burned.
I know. It's fantastic. Alanis looks amazing, too. She's dressed all in black, but she's got, like, I don't know, like long blonde hair. It's maybe just like light, super light brown. But anyway, if you were lucky enough to be there for that, that seems like quite a thing
moment
to see. That must have been just incredible. Next up is, and we'll put, go ahead and link that on the Facebook. Like everything's going to be on the Facebook page, including this trailer. So Tom DeLonge. He's a Blink-182 guy, and he loves aliens. He believes in aliens. He's into UFOs. He's done TV shows searching for aliens, and he has now made a movie. He's directing this film, and it is his directorial debut, and it's called Monsters of California, and the trailer for this sci-fi adventure is now available for your viewing. It does look scary, and of course there's aliens in it, or it certainly seems to be alien. The film centers on a California teenager named Dallas Edwards and his misfit friends as they attempt to unearth the answers to a series of mysterious paranormal events happening around their SoCal surroundings. That's some description. As they peel back the layers on this onion of the unexplainable, they unravel the extraordinary secrets held within the deepest levels of the government. You know, it's good. So the trailer, it looks funny. There are some funny lines in it. And then clearly UFO stuff and some familiar faces in there as well. That looked like the guy from Spin City who's gone on to do a bunch of different. I can't think of his name offhand, but I'm looking at the trailer. So we're going to put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Maybe you'll be able to come up with that guy's name.
Spin City. You mean Charlie Sheen?
No. Like one of the side guys on that, but he was a funny character. But he's been in a bunch of other stuff too. I can't think of his name.
All right.
It doesn't matter. I shouldn't have brought it up. You look at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and you'll find it there. So this is not super surprising in that social media is everywhere. It's a thing. And people use it, and some people use it wisely, and other people make huge mistakes, and other people bully people, and kids are on there and it's destroying their lives. And now I'm seeing it from a couple different sources that labels, music labels, are forcing artists to spend time on social media, as in you have to do X amount contractually. So Mike Shinoda is the first person complaining about this in this particular story. He's in Linkin Park, and he says that labels are putting pressure on him and other artists to prioritize their social media channels like Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Because I think, you know, the end goal is that when you do put out some new music, you want as many eyeballs on the announcement as possible. And we've even heard people will get a job in a movie over someone better for the part because they have a bigger social media following. And they'll be posting scenes from the show and behind the scenes footage and talking all about it to their million followers. So Mike Shinoda says in a series of tweets, so here he is fulfilling his social media quota. How is a young artist expected to put in enough time to get great at their craft when they need to feed all these content channels? The time they spent generating mind-numbing content might have been at the expense of the best song they never wrote. So yesterday I had seen, or day before maybe, I had seen a very similar complaint out of Halsey. She claims her label won't let her release this new song until she has a viral moment on TikTok. And they said, you can fake one if you want to, but you need to get some energy going behind you. So she's bitching about it too. And it seems like a legitimate bitch, although that is kind of how the business is working these days. They need ears on streams and they need you to tell people where to find it. So this was this past Sunday morning. They say they're being blocked from releasing a song I love for marketing reasons. Basically, I have a song that I love that I want to release as soon as possible, but my label won't let me. It's a 29-second clip with the unreleased track apparently playing in the background and a frown on her face, on their face. Halsey continued, I've been in this industry for 8 years. I've sold over 165 million records, and my record company is saying I can't release this song unless they can fake a viral moment on TikTok. Which, by the way,
that's going to cause a meeting.
By the way, this has gone viral.
Yeah. so she's done it.
So
way
she's
to go.
Done it, right. And they're all like, oh, congratulations. But she says basically everything is marketing and they are doing this to every artist these days. I just want to release music. I just want to release music, man. And I deserve better. I'm tired.
Well, look, I think that this is the constant tear between people that make art and people that do business. So that's a real issue and probably always has been. And it can even be the case here. And I don't even consider us artists, but there are definitely things that demands put upon you where you're like, that's not my job. No, yes, it is.
Yeah.
You go, oh,
guess what? It's a new world. And that is your
okay.
job.
Right. So there's I totally get both sides of that. If I were running a record label, it would go under, but I would tell those people, my artists, I would tell them, I don't want you on social media because I don't want you to be influenced by crummy opinions from people who don't understand your art.
It's so unhealthy.
I don't want you to be influenced at all by anybody that you haven't like, I want you to be influenced by the artist you love, right, not by Jimmy in Wichita, who is very sharp-tongued with his keyboard and cuts you to pieces over something he doesn't understand.
Right.
And it's not for him.
That's a great point.
I would go the other way, but the great point I also made before I said any of that was my label would go under because I don't value the business side of things sometimes.
Mm. Well, I would rather have someone who really knew how to play guitar than someone who really knew how to work.
I understand, but and I understand the label side. They need to make money. There's a new way to generate cash for these.
And it's a machine.
and it's not selling records, that's for sure.
Nope. Records are just gone. We all own all the records already. They're not even out yet, and we've got them.
I have said this 1,000 times. I value art. I think art and artists make our lives so much more beautiful and so much better.
Yep.
And the idea that a great artist would be negatively influenced and maybe even quit the business or self-harm because they get, you know, a bunch of rotten people on Instagram telling them they're no good.
Right.
Ugh.
It's a good point. I just thought, wow, I didn't even really know about that side of it. And there's a couple of big names in the music business saying, this sucks, Beavis.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 90.
I don't want to be on TikTok, but my label told me that I have to.
Oh, Gavin DeGraw, another musician complaining about their record company's needs for them to be on social media.
The Radio Alice Report.
You know, the best response to a record label asking for something is my former girlfriend wrote a song.
Yes.
And it is so good. And everyone gets this idea from it that it is a love song or something. But if you listen to those words, it's her singing to her label saying, I'm not writing you a love song.
Right. And then
so good.
It becomes her biggest hit.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
So good.
Of course you're talking about your ex-girlfriend, Sarah Bareilles.
Of course.
Not to be confused with Sarah Bareilles.
Whatever. Don't get weird on me now. I'm about to start a news break. I don't need
you
undermining my news break. It's such a good song. I heard it just the other day.
For it, 'cause you need one.
So good.
So good.
Not gonna write.
So good. The lyrics in it are scathing.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I need to do my tag. Darn it. Grr. Not the tag.
Oh,
I just mean
fudge.
That I don't have the right window open. Where am I? Oh, yeah. Here I am.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Am I, though?
Hold on. I don't know. Where? Right.
Let me check my dates here. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
All right.
But the 8:52 thing is above the 8:37 thing. The timing's really screwing me up there. Do you see
yeah,
that?
Yep, yes.
Yeah,
but that is where it would be. So it's that's...
Okay. This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a piece of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. Do you see that on that page? You don't see it. Never mind. It's,
I do see it, but I...
It confused me.
I mean, the numbers are in order, so it's... Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here we go.
All right. I'm ready.
I want to begin by saying this message one more time, as I know that we've all have different experiences with the most recent school shooting. Some people are affected deeply by this, as you should be. It should not be something that you are easily able to turn away from and get right on down the road without it hurting your heart just a little. But I don't feel like this is the show where we should just retell the horrors of everything that happened that day. What I'd like to do, though, is point you the direction of a website. It's called giffords.org. And this is a place, in fact, if you want to know, I'll start with, it's Gabby Gifford. This was the congresswoman that was making an appearance, I think at like a Safeway in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And she was shot in the head by a gunman who killed 6 people and injured 12 others. She has since left Congress, but works now on her own on fighting gun violence. And this website is one that I'm aware of. I'm sure there are others, but this is a way for you to get involved, whether it's make a donation or just simply take a look at the work she's doing. But they're looking at gun laws. They look at states and rank them to let you know where the best laws are, which California got an A, and where the worst laws are. And there's a lot of F's on this list about gun laws. I know that I bought a gun here in California. It's well over 10 years ago. It took me 3 weeks to get it. I didn't get that thing that day. So right. I do know that it's different here than maybe some other places. Maybe there are other places where you can buy a gun that day.
Well, there's online and there's gun shows and it's a problem how easy it is to get a gun.
So Giffords Law Center works in all 50 states to change policies and challenge injustice. And they do what appears to me, just having looked at this site, to be pretty good work. So check it out. Giffords.org. Maybe that's one way you can do something today that'll make you feel better about it. I know that I read this stat and thought, oh, that's awful. For more than 60 years, the leading cause of death for American kids ages 1 to 19 was car crashes. Since 2020, it's been guns.
Oh my
Vehicle
God.
Crashes are now number 2. Oh. And that stat is, it's tough to look at. So they've got drug overdose and poisoning and suffocation, all this stuff way down the list. But motor vehicle crashes is at number 2, and firearm related injury is now the number 1 cause of death for American kids ages 1 to 19.
That's astounding and appalling.
Mm-hmm. So, giffords.org, everyone. Maybe that will help some people today. Napa weather. As we look to our incredible fun weekend, today, 72. Tomorrow, 78. It's going to pop up a little.
Okay.
Then 71, 75, and 79. That's your weather through the weekend, okay? So now you know.
Okay.
Now that's also from an app. I also got
right
a little blurb on there's a possibility for snow in Tahoe this weekend. Just a dusting. No big accumulation. But they're going to see a really big weather a temperature swing from fairly warm to pretty cold, and a little system's going to move through, and we're just going to, in Tahoe, we're going to catch the bottom end of that thing. So possible for a dusting of snow.
You know, in the last however many years that I've been going to this little Mill Valley Memorial Day parade, it has rained more days than it hasn't. Like, it's weird how Memorial Day weekend we will get a little bit of rain.
Yeah, well.
And right now out my window, I mean, I could be in the fog too. It is windy and cloudy.
Oh, it's gray at my house right now too.
Oh,
but
right.
I welcome the cooler weather.
Sure.
I do not. Anytime it gets up over 90, no thanks.
Yeah, it's too hot. I'm with you.
Okay, so is it wrong for a 76-year-old man to be marrying a 19-year-old girl? Is it wrong?
I mean, yes, I think it's wrong.
Okay,
but
flip it. Is it wrong for a 76-year-old woman to be marrying a 19-year-old boy?
Yes. I also think that it just doesn't seem... It seems like someone's got ulterior motives.
An Italian kid named Giuseppe has gone viral on TikTok after proposing to a woman who you would easily mistake as his grandmother or his great-grandmother. He, Giuseppe, is 19, and he posted pictures of him on one knee proposing to his 76-year-old soulmate. They haven't said her name, but she is a white-haired lady with some blue hair dye here in the front, like hipping it up a little bit.
Oh.
But she could be cast as a grandma on any TV show or any movie that you've ever seen. She is dubbed.
How did they meet, Vinny?
I don't have their love story in entirety, but I do know that people are looking at the pictures of them making out, the pictures of them proposing. It's gone viral, this kid's story, the picture of him on bended knee. He was born in 03.
Her ankles are swollen. I mean, she's wearing an old lady dress.
Yep.
I'm confused.
She was born in the 1900s.
Early
as
in the 1900s.
1946. Don't laugh at that, Coco.
Mom was born in 1946.
Oh, well, there you go. Imagine your mom marrying a 19-year-old boy.
Or maybe she was born in 1945. I don't know. It's a long time ago. Trying to do the math.
Many are questioning, what's the motive? Is this lady got $1 billion? Is she a billionaire? What's this kid doing?
She got a villa in Italy? Oh.
It doesn't say. How many billions does grandma have in her account is one of the
comments. Is she a secret witch who hypnotizes young men?
I don't know.
Does she have supernatural power? It's wrong.
He says she's his soulmate.
Okay. And listen, legally, they can marry. They can do whatever they want. But do I think it's wrong? Yeah. There's something going on there. Something ain't right. Smells fishy in here.
It doesn't feel right, no. No, it does not.
My mother says, tons of 19-year-old boys are always asking me to marry them. What's so strange about it?
Ellie is particularly smoking hot. Let's be real.
She is pretty hot. Right. She doesn't look like anybody's
great grandma.
She's
known as Cocoa Butter Thighs. She's a lady that, you know, the people there. Gentry is
a lucky man.
Well, he's a lucky man, but he's also a secure man within himself that he doesn't spend all his time worrying every time Ellie leaves the house that he's going to lose her.
Yeah. I mean, God, there's flocks of people outside. Just Ellie, cocoa butter. Oh, Ellie.
The people outside her, the line outside her window is long, as many would say,
There are takers.
Yep.
Yeah.
We now head to Butte, Montana.
All right.
A 34-year-old guy named Robble Howard was staying at Motel 6 in Butte this past Monday. And around noon, an employee saw him walking around naked.
Oh, outside?
They told him, we need you to put your clothes on or you need to stay in your room. He went back inside and then he came out again a short time later, still naked. So they had to talk to him a second time. And this time he got real mad. Instead
Grobble.
Of going inside, he headbutted the employee.
Oh, God,
and they had to call
awful.
The cops on him. He was still naked when they showed up and they arrested him. He's facing assault charges. I don't see any like drug use or what could possibly have inspired the nudity.
Figure, I mean, there had to be something. How old did you say he was?
They say he was 34.
Any review on his package?
I don't have any review on his package. Let me ask you a question. Do you do stuff around the house? Now that the boys are gone all day, most days, and one of them's even moved out, do you walk around the house naked to do chores? Is there anything where you're like,
I don't need to put on clothes? In fact, now I have one extra step before I get in bed because I get ready in my bathroom and brush my teeth and do all the stuff. And I pull on a pair of shorts and walk through the house with my shorts on because I might run into my son. He doesn't need to see me in my t-shirt and underwear. And then I drop the shorts on the floor, get in the bed. And in the morning, I put the shorts on and walk with shorts through the house back to the bathroom.
Oh, so you don't want anyone to see you in panties.
I feel like they don't want to see me in panties either. I feel like it's a mutual thing where no one wants to see anybody else's panties. John wouldn't care, but the kids would be like, "Ow!"
I would think John would like it, but okay, I understand.
John sees me in panties plenty of times. Panties are a regular thing around here.
Named Alex and Jane Hamilton finally got married after 6 decades together. She's 89.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about this.
He's 91 after all the reports are calling it a 60-year engagement. But they were never actually engaged until a few weeks ago. He casually said, and again, he's 91, she's 89. He casually said, "I think we should get married." And she said, "Okay." They had a full Scottish wedding last Saturday with kilts and bagpipes.
Oh.
One of their kids joked, "He didn't get down on one knee to propose because it would have been dangerous at his age."
Yeah, yeah.
Dangerous at his age.
It's just 31 and 29, I guess.
He was joking. Thank you.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, is that what you were waiting for? I thought there was some comment I was supposed to automatically make. I didn't know.
One of their kids joked he didn't get down on one knee to propose because it would have been dangerous at his age.
I've knelt down and I can't get up.
I think that's super cute.
It is. You know, it's actually, I find it to be really unusual. We talked about this really early this morning about how back in the day, it was like really forced on you that you would marry, like shacking up and having kids outside wedlock. That must have been like how brave they are.
Yep. I like it.
I like it too.
And I like that they also went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Dean, I don't know. It doesn't
probably got together in the 40s or 50s. It's crazy.
On her birthday last week, a marine biologist in Spain found a humpback whale tangled in a fishing net. These stories make Instagram and more too often. And on one hand, I'll get furious at people who are willing to, they just cut stuff loose into the ocean like it's a trash can that they don't have to think twice about it at all. And so here is a beautiful, giant humpback whale tangled in a fishing net. And this marine biologist from Spain saved its life, which is another, like, then you see that you see them rescuing an animal, whether it's a turtle or a bird or a fish. They're cutting it out of a fishing line or whatever. And it actually makes me well up. Like, I'm both mad at humans for being so thoughtless that this stuff gets discarded, but I'm also proud of humans that they're willing to drop what they're doing and help. Yes, Sarah, your hand is up.
Whenever I hear marine biologist, I think of George Costanza, who said he was a marine biologist, and it was an embarrassing moment when they found that beached whale.
Yes.
He's a marine biologist. Run it, go, you can help.
And didn't that all come back to a golf ball that Kramer had been hitting into the water carelessly?
Yes.
I think it had plugged the hole, the breathe hole of the whale.
Did he get the ball out?
Yeah, I think that's the story.
Oh,
I haven't seen those Seinfelds in 20 years, but I think that's the story. Anyway, she and another diver worked for 45 minutes to cut the net away, and she said saving that whale is the best birthday gift she could have gotten.
Oh,
so
what an amazing story. And the whale was probably, you know, you wonder when an animal gets saved if they're grateful. Like if they have a capacity to be like, "I get that you saved me," which probably they don't, you know, but it's.
Oh, I think they have the capacity. I don't know that they're able to. I think they do.
I pulled my dog out of he had fallen through the ice and I shimmied out there on my belly and pulled that dog out and he took off running for the shore. And my dad's screaming at me, "Oh my God!" Because he was like, "I'm going to be the next one who has to go in there when my daughter falls through the ice." And that dog didn't care. That dog didn't even lick me extra.
What are you talking about? Your dog loved you.
Yeah, but he didn't appreciate what I had done. I saved his life. He just ran over me and ran to the shore. And that was, and was never said thank you.
Okay.
No, I love you. No extra licking. No extra nuzzling.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. By the way, say hi to Cassidy, everybody.
Hey, Cassidy.
Hey, Cassidy.
I was on. I had this long list of crap to do yesterday, and one of the things was sell a surfboard at the little market near my house.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there selling the board to this guy, and she goes, "Are you Vinny Hassan?" As she's walking by, and I go, "Yes." And she goes, "I love your show." And then just kept walking, and I go, "What's your name? I'm kind of busy, but..." So Cassidy, hello, and thank you for listening. We love you.
Cassidy.
Hello.
415 says, "Yes, Vinny, Chim Chim was the monkey on Speed Racer."
Chim Chim was the
Chim
monkey?
Chim Chim.
Okay.
Vinny is correct. Good Speed pull, Racer's man. Little brother, Spritel, had a pet monkey named Chim Chim. So
yeah, I remember there being like little kids in it too. Like Speed Racer was the oldest. I don't remember the monkey though.
415 says, "Chopping her own hair off was supposed to be a torture tactic. Doesn't Sarah do that on a regular basis?"
No, I pay someone now.
Oh,
but
good.
Occasionally I cut my own bangs. You'll see my latest haircut tonight. Oh my God, it's tonight. I can't believe that.
It is tonight.
It's amazing.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.